Hey, Carolyn, it's Kip.
Hey, Kip. It has been too long.
It has been. I agree.
We need more Kip Moore.
I'm okay with that.
You know, I was thinking about the first Kip Moore song we ever played. Mary Was the Marrying Kind. What was that, like 8 years ago?
Sure was.
Crazy. And look at you now, Mr. 10 hit singles later.
Actually, only like four or five, but you can stretch to 10 if you like. I've been counting.
Yeah, but, well, we played them pretty much all.
Yeah, no, you guys have always played my stuff.
Yeah.
Always. That's why I love you guys.
Aw. And now your latest She's Mine is out there, and people are embracing it.
Oh, man, this has been the biggest reaction I've had to a song in my whole career.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Timing? Melody?
You know, there's a lot of things that I do know, but as far as, like, stuff like this, like, I feel like I kind of know how we've created such a loyal fan base. I feel like there's things that I have kind of, I can put my finger on, but when it comes to, like, why certain songs work and why certain songs don't, with something like this song, like That Was Us, I knew it was going to latch on amongst the fan base.
Yeah.
You know, it never was a single, but I knew that it was going to be a big song amongst the fan base. But like this song, I don't know. I really don't. But I mean, it's been huge out of the gate for us.
Well, I can tell you what I like about it, and maybe some people feel the same way. I like how organic it sounds. It's like you got the band together, you all hung out, and you hit record. And that doesn't happen often.
Very few people can put their finger on what you just did, and that is what we did. We wanted to capture, and it's funny because the last interview they were saying, well, we heard that you recorded this for the Up All Night record. And I said, well, I did, and I missed the mark on it. It was too slick. All the edges were cut off of it. It felt too polished. It didn't feel like what I do. And this thing feels rowdy and fun, and it feels like a band went into the studio and pushed play, and all the doors are open and all the bleed, and it feels like an old analog record.
And was that actually how it happened? I mean, were you all together?
A lot like that.
Yeah, that's so
but
great.
But I mean, it was just one of those things where we've lived with it for so long now that it was like, let's go in here and knock this thing out.
Wow.
It's got a lot of gusto to it.
That's a good word for it, yes. And I like the story. I read a little bit about the story behind the song.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I'm from a small town in South Georgia, and life is pretty laid out in front of you being from there, and kind of what's going to happen in your life. You're going to marry somebody that you would in high school, and you're going to work the local job. Maybe your dad worked or whatever. And once I moved, and especially once my career took off, here I was now all of a sudden seeing things for the first time and experiencing other cities, and not only other cities, but other countries. And I was talking about that with my guitar player. He was like, yeah, there's no telling where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing in 10 years, who you're going to end up with. You might end up with this girl behind the counter right here. This cute little redhead working in Seattle, Washington. And, it was kind of coming to that place of, I have no idea where anything is going to come from and what my life is going to look like.
Okay, but I love the Instagram post. You recently put up one of my all-time favorites with you in the laundromat with the two women.
wait till you see the video. That was the making of the She's Mine video.
Oh, it was. Okay, cool.
Yeah, wait till you see the video.
All right, when can we see that?
We're hoping in like 2 weeks.
Hey, earlier in the summer you played down in the Cape. Did you get a chance to do some surfing while you were there?
Nah, there was no waves.
Oh, bummer.
But that show was a blast.
Such a fun venue.
It was incredible.
So no waves for you, but plenty of sharks, I'm sure.
I'll stay away then.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait a little while.
Why are you trying to get me to go surfing if that's the case?
Have you ever come across a shark or knew of one nearby when you were surfing, Kip?
Two or three times, yeah.
Yikes. Cue the Jaws music. That would be so scary, though.
Yeah, it is. Not a good feeling.
I think not. Well, we're so excited for your new single, Kip, and all your success over the past 8 years that we've been talking to you and playing your songs. Life on the road certainly brings lots and lots of changes, and in the industry. What's the one constant, or at least one constant for you?
My band.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I got the same band, and it's the way they treat me. It's always been the same.
Like your nucleus right there.
Yep.
I love it. All right. Well, we can't wait to see you next time you come back around. I know you will because you always do, and that's a wonderful thing. People here in Boston just connect with you.
And I love people in Boston. So mutual respect.
Beautiful. Thank you for your time, Kip Moore, and your music. And we're going to play your brand new single right now, She's Mine, on Country 102.5. Hear it right now. She's Mine on Country 102.5.
Take care.
You too.
Cheers.
Right on, right on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.